Hi, I'm Stuart Johnston, and this is an extract from my story, The Gospel According to John. Today's sermon is titled, Get 'em Laughing and You've Won a Watch. I don't know if there'll be a test at some point, but John's little homilies are accumulating, and I can't possibly be expected to remember them all. I barely know what half of them mean, but I'm afraid to ask and risk looking stupid. John is whistling. He's always whistling. Or drumming, or both. Music seeps from him constantly, and I doubt he even notices. I barely do anymore. His cheeks are round and ruddy as if he's blowing with massive effort, but this is just his face. It'll be the same when the music stops. On the night shift, he takes his chanter down to the gymnasium while the rest of us play cards in the canteen. The distant, whining notes peal through the empty nighttime halls of the police station like the ghostly lament of a fallen Jacobite. He showed me a picture once of when he was at the police training college, somewhere I've just come back from, my second and mercifully final stint, and he looked exactly the same. He would have been 20, but with his round, jolly face and unfortunate hairline, he looked like a wee old man even then. He won the Baton of Honour, and in the picture he's proudly clutching it, the award presented to the outstanding new recruit in every intake. I hid my incredulity well, I hope. Part of the criteria now for this award is excellence in physical training. And John was almost as round in the photograph as he is now. Perhaps the criteria was different then. I'm weeks from completing my probation period, 18 days to be precise. It waits in front of me, an invisible line like a nautical meridian which, when crossed, will impart status, respect, and a sizeable pay increase. John is driving. He has to. I won't get my driving course for another 6 months or so. Can't come quick enough, John says often. I tend to agree. He fell asleep at the wheel a few weeks ago, and since then I can't relax beside him. John was nervous I would say something to someone about it. He never said as much, but I know him well enough by now. Of course I didn't. I wouldn't. It's frankly unnatural to be driving at 4 o'clock in the morning. We should have been firemen instead, sleeping between cat rescues. Lucky buggers. It's a strange atmosphere today. But when does Christmas Eve ever feel like any other day, even when you're working? It has that last day of school feel. Like we should be playing Kerplunk or Trivial Pursuits, not heading to a call. John is working tomorrow. I, however, got the day off. They needed drivers. It doesn't seem fair, but John doesn't seem to mind. I guess he's used to it. We're pulling into the supermarket car park. It's raining, but it's been snowing earlier in the day, and the white lines of the parking spaces have been delineated with slush. John ignores them anyway and pulls up directly outside the front door. I know by now this means someone is almost certainly getting the jail, as he would put it. He's made an assessment based on the information passed by control about this call. We have an instant audience. I'm getting used to being stared at, something I struggled with initially and hadn't anticipated when I joined. Of course people are going to stare. It's the police. Something exciting is bound to happen. I find though I'm a perpetual public disappointment. Things rarely get exciting. Something else I didn't anticipate. A member of staff has spotted us, one of the security chaps. He has a walkie-talkie and a look of embarrassment and relief. He shuffles to us and leans into John, so close now that I can't hear what's being said. I look around the place, it's crazy busy. We get called here fairly often, but I've never seen it like this. It's thick with bodies and fat trolleys. Some people are pretending not to look, pretending to linger for any other reason than to see the show, whilst others are just blatantly stopping and waiting for it to begin.